Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts has one of the lowest rates of gun ownership in the country. But over the last 2 years, gun sales hit record highs, and they were predominantly handguns. WBUR's Sarab Dutter has more on this surge.
On a recent Monday afternoon, Toby Leary's shop in Hyannis is buzzing with customers. Leary owns Cape Gunworks, a gun store and shooting range. He says business has been brisk for a while. His sales tripled in 2020 and stayed just as high last year. Leary says the vast majority of his customers buy handguns. He lays a pistol on a glass countertop.
And then this has become one of the most popular carry guns, the SIG 365. So it's a little bit taller grip than the regular one and a little bit longer slide. It's a nice small gun, but it's easy to fire and it's easy to conceal.
A WBUR analysis of state data found that more than 275,000 guns were sold by Massachusetts gun dealers over the past 2 years. Nearly two-thirds of those were handguns, a common choice for first-time owners. The state's numbers mirror a national trend. Gun sales spiked after a dip during the Trump presidency. Leary says new gun owners are a part of that, some because of crime and images they see in the news.
There's a lot of people who never would have been a firearms owner unless something in the environment has triggered them to feel like they need to protect themselves.
A Northeastern and Harvard University study found that about 1 in 5 gun purchases from 2019 through spring of last year was made by a first-time buyer. Half of those were women. Nearly half also were not white. Leary says lots of women and people of color have been coming into his shop, even his lunch lady from middle school. Many told him they didn't even like guns, but fear, in many cases, drove them and others to consider buying one. Frank Garrido is a financial advisor from Taunton.
I'm 63, never been interested in guns before, was actually afraid of them.
But Garrido says he felt he had to arm himself in the wake of protests over social justice and calls for police reform in U.S. cities in recent years. He got his firearms license last summer. He says he now has 6 guns, some for protection and others for target practice. And after recent mass shootings in public places, he says he often carries a gun.
So if I go to Walmart, if I go to a movie theater, if I go to a church, a gathering, with a lot of people, I always carry.
This is really the counter ambush. Like, you didn't know it was going to happen, and all of a sudden, you find yourself in a life or death situation.
That's Leary teaching a defensive shooting class. Garrido and other students are learning how to react and fire quickly under a perceived threat.
All right, guys, so get your guns on, load up 3 mags, and prepare to be awesome.
Researchers and gun control advocates say the gun industry has capitalized on fear and anxiety during the pandemic. Deborah Israel is a firearms researcher at Harvard. She conducted the gun ownership study with Northeastern.
There is the narrative that we are, you know, unprotected and in danger, you know, under existential threat by all sorts of forces seems to have gotten traction. You know, the gun industry has always been incredibly good and attentive to creating markets.
At last count, only 9% of Massachusetts households owned a gun. Nationwide, it was 32%. That's according to estimates by the nonprofit RAND Corporation. But the surge in handgun sales has health experts worried. While some people think a gun will protect them and their family, Israel says
the overwhelming evidence is just directly the contrary.
More guns, she says, mean an increased likelihood of deaths and injuries, as well as suicides. And a Supreme Court decision in June makes it easier for more people to carry concealed firearms in public. State lawmakers on Monday agreed to a measure to comply with the ruling, while also limiting some people's access to a license to carry. But a proposal to make people renew their license more often failed to pass. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Saurabh Datar.